Good afternoon,
Nick. Yeah, hi. How you going, Neb Rosa? How are you?
Good. How are you?
How's the? Believe it or not, I've had a headache and a half. I've had trouble with the school. I've had people trying stalking my daughter, and it's just been one disaster after another all day. And that, you know, with people that's trying to cause trouble, and I've got to go to the cops, and I've got to put a charge on them, that because she's too scared, and what's going on down there, and how's Ollie been?
Yeah, no, very good. He's actually eating at the moment, so that's nice.
Okay.
He's doing so much better than he was when he came in.
I wonder if he could have got. Look, I don't know, but I know that people have sprinkled a little bit of rat poison around the place, but I wonder if any of that got in his food.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think...
Rat poison would kill him pretty quick, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it does usually make them a lot sicker than what he was, but I mean...
Okay.
It's hard to know. I can definitely sort of let Ness know and see what she thinks. Because he didn't really, I guess, like his signs, like symptoms weren't sort of so much rat poison symptoms.
No. Because that's usually internal bleeding and things with rat poison.
Yeah, it is. It's really nasty. So, not highly likely, but I'll definitely mention it to her and see if she...
I think I'm just guessing at anything. It's probably more like what she said. And that the food that we got from that produce that we get all the time, we need to change into a better food that's in a box or something, you know.
Something like that.
Yeah, I think it's more likely to be that, you know.
Yeah, I guess it's worth a try, see if it, you know.
I think she wanted me to change him anyhow because she said the cholesterol and all that would be the problem.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And that... do I still pick him up today or do
no, definitely. We have you in sort of like around 4:30. We close at 5, so anytime.
Okay.
5 when you can get here. That's easy. No. We'll just show you how to do his medication and go through everything with you and easy.
Okay. Do you want to scare me with the bill?
Let me see. You have a cage for him, don't you?
To pick him up in?
Yeah.
I've only got that cat box that we put him in to carry him all the time.
No worries, because we don't have it here, so you must have taken it home?
No, I took it with me. It's still in the back of the car.
No problem. No, okay, no, that's all good. I was just checking. Okay, cool. So, let me just, bear with me. There's two separate bills that the vets have done. Cool. Sorry, let me work it out. They've done, because Brock has done his sort of side of it.
I remember what he said to me, sort of roughly on that side, what he thought it had come to. It's probably come a little bit more than that.
Yeah, in total it's come to 1,600.
Okay.
So 1,693.
So $1,700.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think I have still about 1,800 or 1,900 in my bank account, so so there should be enough in there to cover that, I think.
Yeah, okay.
It will take direct across, won't it? Because otherwise if I've got to transfer like 1,000, it won't take the other way. It'll take if you send it, you know, direct debit straight across.
Oh, you'd rather pay straight into the bank account?
That is probably the only way that it will go. Otherwise, it will only let me draw $1,000.
Yeah. Oh, okay, got you. Yeah, no, we can definitely do that. Yeah, we have bank details that we can give you and we can do it that way. That's easy.
Okay, I hope you know how to do it, because I have no idea how to do the damn
thing. No, that's okay. Yeah, on our invoices we have direct debit details, so we can go through that when you come in.
Okay.
That's easy.
Alrighty, I'll see you about 4:30. Well.
Yeah, no problem. All right.
That's
we'll
about
see
a half an hour. That's about an hour from now, I guess. So.
Yeah.
Alrighty, thank you. Anyway.
Okay. All right. We'll see you soon.
Okay. See you then. Bye bye.